So we do have a special guest in our studio, and I'm kind of feeling overwhelmed a little bit. Melissa Carr, Miss Butte County from Biggs, is in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, the first thing I noticed is you put your crown down.
Yeah, I did.
I know, because it's radio.
Yeah.
I guess we could fake it. We could sit there and go, she's got the most elaborate stuff in the world on here, looking royal and all that. So how's your summer going? How's this Miss Butte County thing been treating you?
Miss Butte County has been an amazing year. I've enjoyed it so much. I've been out in the community all year long, just participating in different events, and it's just been a really good experience for me.
A lot of people don't realize, I didn't realize this, you were also Missette Butte County.
Yes, I was Missette Butte County in 2004, I think, and then Miss Teen in 2007. So I've been in all three positions. It's been good.
Are you going to continue any kind of a pageant career, do you think?
You know what? I am done. I am officially done. It was a great learning experience. I've learned a lot. I've learned the values of community service and helping out in my community, and taught me a lot, but I am ready to move on to college, and I'm pursuing a career of becoming an elementary school teacher.
So, there you go. Yeah. That is really good. So speaking of community service,
yes,
you've got a project going on this weekend, and I was amazed at how long this has been going on.
Yes.
Tell me about your food drive.
All right, so this is going to be our 6th annual canned food drive, and the title of it is Hunger Has No Season. And the reason that it's titled Hunger Has No Season is because during the winter months, we as a community are generally more generous towards the needy people in our community.
Sure.
But during the summer months, we tend to like lose sight of that because we're having our summer fun. But the Hunger Has No Season canned food drive is really meant to bring the focus back to the community and remember that there is a need in our community for food. People are going hungry in Butte County.
All during the year.
Yes,
it's kind of like,
exactly.
I get the same thing out of blood drives, too. During the holidays, everybody's really gung-ho, and then kind of during the summer, you forget about it. So this is a great way to bring that back into focus. Now, where is your canned food drive going to be?
We have three locations for our canned food drive this year. One of them is Safeway on Mangrove in Chico, Rayleigh's on Meyer Street in Orville, and Safeway on Highway 99 in Gridley.
And when do these things start? How long do they run?
They run for 4 hours, and it's this Saturday, July 31st, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And it's just basically bring any canned food item?
Yes, any canned food or non-perishable item as well, like pasta, rice, so anything like that. So just search your pantries and bring whatever you have that you are willing to donate.
Fantastic. Are you going to be able to make an appearance at each of the stores, you think?
I am not going to be at all of the stores, my Royal Court, our Missette Butte County, our Miss Teen Butte County, are going to be covering the Orville location and the Gridley location. I will be stationed in Chico. So
all
if you
want
to see me, go to Chico.
So we can meet all of them and give out some. That's great. It's a great project. Any idea about a number that the amount that you've been able to raise in the past?
In the past, we've been able to raise 1 ton of food per canned food drive. So it's pretty amazing amount. This year we're hoping for 3 tons.
Good luck. I'm crossing my fingers. Can you hang around for a little while?
Yes, I definitely will.
Because we want to get to know you a little bit better, Melissa, if that's okay. So stick around. By the way, it's this Saturday. And where are those locations again, real quick?
Safeway on Mangrove in Chico, Rayleigh's on Meyer Street in Orville, and Safeway on Highway 99 in Gridley.
Starting at 10 a.m.
Yes,
Saturday.
10 a.m.
Hunger
Hope
has
to see you bright and early.
Okay, with lots of canned food.
Yes, lots of canned food.
7:23, Jason Aldean and Lady Antebellum coming up next on 103.5 The Blaze.